Oprah's got all the money, but Pam's got all the talent. Pam Jahnke and the Farm Report.
You know, as we roll towards 6 o'clock, I just want to remind you again that we've got great June dairy celebrations all weekend long around the state. I know the weather is not necessarily exciting as far as outdoor activities, but please remember a lot of dairy farm families and volunteers have given a lot of time and energy to get ready for these events. You can find a June dairy celebration near you. Jump online. HoorayWisconsinDairy.com. HoorayWisconsinDairy.com. You know, honestly, there's been anything but cheers from Wisconsin agriculture on commodity prices over the past 2 years' time. We've seen corn and bean prices fluctuate, and milk prices have been dropping for at least the last 2 years' time. And with those lower commodity prices and escalated costs comes stress. Sometimes it's stress you feel on your body trying to get the work done and not getting enough sleep. Sometimes it's mental stress. And that's probably one we're talking more about now than ever before in Wisconsin agriculture. You know what? Sometimes it's nice to know the person listening understands agriculture. Like Dr. Emily Jewell. She is a family medicine practitioner with SSM Health in their Dodgeville location. And while she deals with clients every day, she says because of her farming background, she's noticing more today than ever before that farm families and farmers are under a lot of mental stress.
I grew up on a hog farm outside of Dodgeville, and you know I'm practicing back in that area now, which is fabulous. But yeah, growing up on the farm, we saw you know some of these things firsthand, and you know watched Grandpa work real hard and. Yeah. And, you know, suffer with some of the things that we're going to talk about today. And close to home and close to my heart.
Yeah, and I imagine a lot of the folks that you see in your location have some of these issues on a repeat basis. So one area I kind of want to focus in right away, Dr. Jewell, is the mental health issue. You know, it's not something that we're real comfortable talking about in rural communities, in the farming community. But, boy, right now, I've got to believe you've seen a little bit of a tick up on folks that may be feeling mental stress and don't even know how to identify it or deal with it.
Yeah, Pam, it's a real epidemic right now, unfortunately. You know, farmers are, I think, experiencing stress on a whole nother level with rising input costs and stagnant or decreasing prices. And we're just seeing, especially in Wisconsin, loss of what have been family farms at just, you know, record rates. And the guys that are caught up in this, I think, feel a lot of guilt and shame that, you know, this is dad's land that he passed to me. It was passed to him by my grandfather. They were able to work the land. They were able to keep the farm. And now I'm looking at losing it, and what have I done wrong, and kind of internalizing a lot of that, because I think, you know, as farmers, we are kind of strong silos and stand alone in many ways when we, you know, are working our ground and that kind of thing. And so people, I don't think, very often talk about that stress. And then not only that, but there is this stigma for kind of depression and anxiety in our community, and that's across the board, not only farming community. And so people don't want to talk about things like this. But I think we're in a day and age now where it's just so widespread, we have to.
Right. Yeah. You know, and the other thing, what people don't realize is that mental stress expresses itself in physical ailments too. I mean, it's not just something you think about. It can take a toll on your body, that kind of stress.
Oh, absolutely. That's absolutely true. You know, folks who have stress related to their job can sometimes feel fatigue. You know, they want to sleep. They're in a bad mood. They, you know, they might have body aches that are escalated because of the fact that they, you know, can't, for whatever reason, are not able to take care of themselves the same way because they're worried about, their livelihood and their family legacy.
Yeah, yeah. I know that you're obviously a physician, not a psychologist, but what kinds of suggestions do you give to farmers or their family members, Dr. Jewell, on how they can cope with this?
Yeah, that's a great question, Pam. And I think that, the first and foremost, being able to kind of look inside and say to yourself, okay, I am feeling the stress of this current situation. And then, you know, most of us have family members, neighbors, folks that we would feel comfortable to talk with about, you know, a physical ailment. And I think feeling like you can have somebody that you can go to is really important. So whether that's your wife, your brother, your cousin, your neighbor, and kind of talk through some of this. Unfortunately, sometimes, Pam, with depression, one of the things that that does to us is makes it really hard to reach out to others. So one of the things that I think is important to talk to folks about, knowing that this epidemic is going on in our farming communities right now, is if you see, you know, your dad, your husband, your brother, your neighbor, in what seems like a very stressful financial situation, or, you know, you notice that maybe their mood is not as light as it was, or they seem to be more stressed out, reach out to them. Let them know that you're somebody that they can talk to, you know, that you would like to help, you know, them talk through this. I think that sometimes that's the first step, is letting people know it's okay to be feeling the way that you're feeling, and we've got to explore that so that we can work through it together.
She knows what she's talking about. That's Dr. Emily Jewell. She's a family medicine practitioner with SSM Health out of Dodgeville, and like she said, she's got a farming background. So it, when it comes to things like repetition on the farm, doing the same thing day in, day out to get the chores done, and also the toll that these commodity prices and the weather can take on a farm family, mental health becoming more and more a center point of what's happening in production agriculture. And remember, as Dr. Jewell pointed out, contact your physician, your healthcare professional, if you're feeling the physical impacts of this stress or the mental impact. And I always want to remind you, the Wisconsin Farm Center hotline is there for you if you need specific help. Wisconsin Farm Center Hotline, 800-942-2474. That's 800-942-2474, Wisconsin Farm Center Hotline. And thank you to Dr. Emily Jewell, family practitioner from SSM Health in Dodgeville. We'll be chatting with her again, I'm sure, talking about some of the other pitfalls that we face when it comes to our job in production agriculture. It's my job to remind you, despite the weather forecast, we have got June dairy events that are going to be happening all across the state of Wisconsin. And to stay connected on what's happening in your area, don't forget HoorayWisconsinDairy.com. HoorayWisconsinDairy.com. And also remember, strawberries are ready. You want to find a patch near you for some picking this weekend and great Wisconsin enjoyment? Go to WIberries.org. WIberries.org. I'll see you at June Dairy Events this weekend. Until Monday.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.